state elicitation script. So now that we're in rapport with someone, how do we actually get them to the point where we can anchor them? Well, it's simply a matter of getting us both, and this is a key point here, it's best if we just get both of us into the state we want. It could be a matter of we just want to get them excited or them feeling relaxed. But the best way to do it is by us leading ourselves. So as we are in rapport, we start to speed up the energy and get into a higher level of excitement. So we get up to a high level of excitement, and when we're both in a peak excited state, we fire our anchor. Excited! Now, if we're using a more traditional anchor, I might want to elicit in the client. So rather than me leading, I might want to ask the client, so client, what state would you like to really anchor, and what state would you like to get more of in your life to help you tackle these challenges? Okay, I had a client, he was going for a job and he really needed confidence in himself. Great. So I suggest to him, and he comes out that he wants more confidence. Okay, so I'll do the state elicitation script here to help him access his own confidence. So it's simply a matter of one. Remember what you feel like when you're really confident? Or can you remember a time you felt really confident? A lot of people, when they start, they use this, can you remember a time you felt real confident? And then step two, associate into that. What does it really feel like when you really feel that? Or so if you can remember that time and really get into that time when you were feeling like that, so that gets them really associated. Remember, association brings more emotion. So step one, identify a time or the feeling, you know, when did you feel really confident? Or can you remember a time you felt really confident? Two, get them really associated and really feeling it. Okay? Really feeling it. Pick the time when you really felt like that. And then thirdly, get them into that time, and now you might want to increase the representation systems. Have them do a bit of a VAK. Okay, so as you go back to that time, or as you remember the last time you felt that, what were you seeing? What were you seeing around you? What were you hearing? What were you feeling? And turn up those feelings higher and higher. Okay, great. I want you to double those feelings. Okay, now double them again. Double is nice and simple for the brain. So you can simply tell them to double those feelings. Some people here might like to use like a switch. You know, if there was a switch and you could just turn it, I want you to turn it and just turn those feelings up and up and up. That's it. Turn those feelings up to the really, really high, and then double it again. And you need to calibrate and look on their face, and you will see their face as they really enter confidence. And then as they get to the peak time, fire your stimulus. That could be the yeah, whatever the stimulus is, crossing their fingers, pressing their thing. Okay, once they're at that peak state, that's when you fire your anchor. Remember, the anchor needs to be unique and needs to be replicated. They need to be able to replicate it in future. If you haven't quite got the peak time, repeat it a number of times and afterwards test. You now have everything you need to choose states, to elicit states, to anchor states, to stack states.